It's always a delight to welcome Jerry Grubbs back to Around Cincinnati. We've recently had the pleasure of listening to poems from his two latest collections, The Girls in Bright Dresses Dancing and Palaces in the Night. Along with being a poet, he is an attorney by day and also conducts what he calls word shops in a variety of places across the country. Tonight, we'll talk about his latest collection titled The Hive is a Book We Read for Its Honey, which was published by Cincinnati's very own Dos Madres Press. Jerry, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Barbara.
This collection actually has three sections, but tonight I'd like to concentrate on poems that harken back to the title. That said, would you read the poem from which the title comes? It's titled, We Want So Much.
We Want So Much. The Hive is a book read for its honey. We want so much. We cultivate them in white boxes out back, or in the tops of tall trees, the way the honey men do, those whose wealth is measured in bees. And for those able to follow a bee in the dark, there is wild honey waiting to satisfy them.
I'm curious as to how this fascination and inspiration from bees came about.
Bees are plentiful in the history of poetry, and honey as well. Samson found honey in the lion. So we humankind have been attracted to and sought out that delicacy since the beginning. I had noticed, Barbara, that I had been getting a bee poem periodically. There are a couple of bee poems in the Girls in Bright Dresses book. And gradually, over time, I realized that the bees were everywhere. And so I started trying to hive them, which is the nucleus of this collection.
There's actually a poetic answer to my question, and it's one of my very favorite poems from this collection. Would you read the poem titled Sing?
Sing. I wanted to sing the way Neruda sang about the sea and the open spaces, but I did not have a blue watch or a star the color of charcoal to mark the small white pages inside my tiny heart. So I thought I could sing the way the leaves do, singing a small green song all summer long, reaching that red crescendo of autumn, but I found I could not let go the way leaves surrender all. So I looked for something smaller that could fit inside the small flower of my heart and found there a bee full of light, ready to make me sing of its golden honey.
One of the things I loved about this poem is that you allude to the inspiration Neruda offered. He certainly makes our hearts sing. And in addition to that, you took us through your process of how you came to this poem. So it seemed to me that it's beautiful poetry in and of itself, but it also certainly offers us potential writers the possibility of read, and then take your own direction from another poet.
Well, Barbara, I find text everywhere. Neruda is an important text, as are all the poets. Their songs have certainly something to teach. Many of them have much to teach us, but I find the stars, the night sky, to be a text. I find the leaves on the trees to be a text, and I find my own small heart to be a text as well.
I would like for you to read two poems in tandem. The very first poem in this collection is titled Warning, and then there's a poem that begins, The Universe is a Bee.
Warning. Approach the hive with caution, as if approaching sacred ground, with the attendant smoke and humility. In this way, the bees grow drowsy, allowing safe access to the honey. Each moment can be approached in this manner. It's honey extracted for your nourishment, for your gain. The universe is a bee. The universe is a bee, a small golden thing hovering in the midst of a great darkness, as if straining to let there be light, flickering wings, throwing off sparks.
I loved the interesting juxtaposition of caution and warning, and then this deep respect, this awe for the process that bees are engaged in, just as bees sting as well as make honey. So talk a little about those contrasts, if you will, how it serves poetry.
Well, Wendell Berry has a lovely poem called How to Be a Poet. And in that poem, he says there is no unsacred ground, only sacred ground and desecrated ground. And I think that that's the warning. The ground is how you take it. It is how you leave it. And it depends upon your attitude in achieving it. And if you bring to it that sense of respect and awe, it gives to you its wonder, which is a sweet honey.
Well put. You alluded to this earlier, but some of these poems were written, so to speak, in isolation or at different times. But then were there a body of them that kind of came to you all at one time?
Well, my writing process, Barbara, is I practice writing every day. And so one of the things that I've discovered in that particular process is that you can carry ideas out in a more extended way. Often it's not even a conscious efforting to produce a bee poem, but it is something about the nature of the bee that has inhabited my process. And so I might spin out three or four bees over a month's time in that particular strain. So I can get some continuity in the poems by writing regularly and in the same place, same notebook. It allows me to also view the process itself. And I find that oftentimes as I go back, I handwrite and I fill up a little spiral notebook, 70 pages. And so when it's full, then I go back through searching for the honey in those poems, and I might get 10 pages out of there or 20 pages that I will work into type and start to revise. And what happens is that I'm able to see that I've been working on the same poem. Maybe the poem is 10 or 15 pages into the notebook, but there are threads of it through those first 4, 5, 6, 10 pages, which are sometimes they're full-blown first drafts, and sometimes they're just the ideas are starting to percolate, and the poet's job is to bring those desperate ideas together and to shepherd them into one holding place, which is the poem. And so it can become cumulative in that sense, because of the process I follow.
Thanks for sharing that with us. Our time is about up, so I would love for you to close tonight with a poem that's titled Sometimes in the Evening.
Sometimes in the evening. Sometimes in the evening, when the sun lies down on the horizon as if to take it all into itself, trying to turn each corner of the world into light, I think it has turned into roses and fire, and I think of the bees who would finish the work, taking that fire back to the hive. I think of the hive burning, of that red honey dripping like the petals it was stolen from. I think of that little thief who desires to disappear into the night but cannot, for its wings are full of light.
Its wings are full of light. Thank you so much for sharing your beautiful poems with us tonight, Jerry. I hope you'll be back soon.
Thank you, Barbara.
I've been talking with Jerry Grubbs about his latest collection of poetry, which is titled The Hive is a Book We Read for Its Honey, published by Dos Madres Press. You'll find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.